The following is a rockradioshow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Well, I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the pool?
These
are
do float.
Look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back. Total Divas Season 4, Episode 6, where we have Natty getting into a little bit of trouble, telling some lies. We finally are getting to the point where we might find out what Daniel Bryan's injury is, maybe?
And how bad can Naomi be?
And how bad Naomi can be. So we're going to give you all the details after the break. You're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said,
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We join the Bellas as they're being mischievous backstage.
Or learning how to whistle.
Or learning how to whistle, that too.
Nikki can't whistle, Brie can't whistle. But she going
apparently
in.
She's really good at sucking.
Do you whistle in? Do you whistle out?
How do you whistle in? We need to figure out how to spark bitch out of her and take her to the next level, Alicia Fox. Oh my.
As we're in the United Kingdom, we have a Naomi, a Titus, a Curtis Axel, a Rusev.
Rusev? It's superstar watching. A Mark Carano.
He's a superstar. Apparently they have some news for Naomi. It's not a pay raise. As she's getting her makeup on, she gives this reaction, like, what?
What?
As Carano
she's turning heel.
She's turning heel. Vince McMahon has just decided. Her reaction was priceless.
She's like, ooh.
What?
What? I don't think she gets much of a choice there, Mark. If they're telling her, you know, she's turning heel, she's turning heel.
Mark's like, you gotta believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. And the ball's being put in our hand.
Basically, they're giving Trinity the ball, they're letting her run with it, and Trinity's not sure she can pull it off because she's been sort of coasting up until this point.
And to be fair, she was.
To be fair, she was. He's touching her a lot.
Make a play with that was a bomb. Hey, there's a Paige. And a Natty. And a TJ.
And a TJ and a Ryback.
Apparently they have a new house, so they're closer to her parents.
We're moving. Moving with the Wilsons.
Natty needs help. They have a lot of shows, a lot of countries to be in, and they need help with the move.
Basically she's suggesting her sister come down and help.
Apparently her sister is coming for 3 days. And apparently TJ and Jenny do not get along.
Okay, I'm just curious. On either side of the in-laws in this marriage, do they like each other?
No.
I'm really curious, because it seems like nobody in this family except for Natty and TJ like each other.
Hey, it's Renee Young.
It's a Renee.
Renee, you just used movers, and it was easy.
Corporate relocation, just call them. They'll move your stuff for you. It's awesome. They'll pack everything.
There's an Emma. And Natty, and Alicia,
Alicia,
Brian, and Brie.
Brian.
They finally meet up since they've been on opposite tours.
Aww.
Apparently Brian bought her a ring. He put a ring on it. How did you surprise me on her rehearsal? Oh.
Brian will be getting his surprise later.
Uh-huh.
Because he bought her jewelry for their anniversary, so, you know, from Tiffany.
Which is not cheap.
Which is not cheap, so well done, Brian. He has good taste in jewelry.
Brian can't shake off his injuries. Brie is unsure what happens whenever he wrestles.
Brian, you're such a dork. I just need the Daniel Bryan and Brie show.
There's like great pairings. They all need their own separate show on the network.
They do. Somebody get on it. And now we're seeing Diva action. Oh, I remember that top. I spent the majority of the match trying to figure out how Nikki's boobs were staying in it.
This is a fact. We spent a whole had a whole conversation about this. I think a couple of conversations.
Because again, I was trying to figure out how they were staying in. Because gravity and whatnot.
So this battle royal is boiling down to Naomi and Paige.
They're in Paige's hometown, so we all know what's going to happen. Kick to the face, and Paige wins the battle royal. She's the number one contender. This is where Paige left to go shoot the movie.
Naomi has to dig down deep and find that inner bitch. Her words, not mine.
And here's the turn where Naomi beats up Paige.
They fall to the floor.
I remember this moment. It was fantastic. Honey, you're in London. You're not going to get no reaction. You're going to get a reaction.
She said, if they're booing me, I'm doing my job right now. And yes, they were booing you. Naomi playing it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's Natty running around backstage for whatever reason.
Please don't fall, Natty.
Right?
You have spikes on. You may hurt yourself. Basically, they're explaining what makes a good heel.
She's not happy, it seems.
Well, I mean, to be fair, she just found out that night, so it's a little difficult to, you know, put yourself in that headspace.
She cuts the promo backstage to how she's taken the opportunity. She talks about how this character is very outside of who she is.
Basically, she's not comfortable right now. She's trying to still find herself in a brand new character, which, you know, is understandable. It can be difficult. And now her husband is giving her a pep talk, and bless him so much. I love these two.
She wants him to help get her there as a heel.
He's never been a heel. He doesn't know how to be a heel.
He started as a heel.
Did he?
Yeah, they remember the Usos.
No.
It was the Usos and Tamina. They came in as heels.
Did they come in as...
Yeah.
Wow, it's been so long.
They came after the Hart Foundation.
Oh, that's right. God, has it been that long?
It has. They look so different now.
They do look different now. And I've been drinking, so, you know. And now we're riding through the countryside with the Bellas and Naomi.
She's got to change her gear, her hair. Nikki's like, it's so much easier to make people hate you. Bree loves being a bad girl.
Basically, we're at a hoity-toity English manor. Are we going to have tea?
We're going to have more tea? No, we're just drinking.
They're celebrating the heel turn.
Naomi wants the Bellas to teach her. A couple of people said Brian shouldn't be in the ring right now, and he has to be sent home.
Yeah, and basically this is where everybody was wondering, oh God, what's wrong with Brian now? Is it a concussion? Is it neck? Is it his neck? You know, Bree is kind of up. Bree's obviously upset. Nikki's like, oh God, it hasn't even been a year.
Really?
And it's just...
Yeah.
It's just a rather dramatic moment. As we go to the break, we see the sister arriving. We see the Bellas backstage. And, oh my goodness, we see drinks being thrown in somebody's face.
Oh my. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. You do not throw a drink in Trinity's face. No. We'll get there. So where do you want to start?
Let's start with Naomi, because that's really the main topic of this conversation at this point.
Naomi's heel turn.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to put it.
It felt really sudden, and granted, this could be scripted.
But if you think about it, it probably really was sudden, because if you think about it, Jey Uso got hurt.
Yeah.
So they had to come up with a new plan, because Jimmy was going to be out of the ring for a while, and they needed to do something with Naomi, because they were setting up something with a trio for them, with Natty, Cesaro, and a Kid. But then Jey got hurt, so they had to back out of that, and take things in a different direction. So it's like, you could see this, you can really see this may have never been, not sprung the same night, but it was probably sprung on her pretty fast.
Yeah, and it's obviously very difficult to go from being a face to a heel, where you really have to come up with a whole different persona. You know, as she's saying, she wants to change her hair, she wants to change her gear, she wants to do a lot of different things to help get the persona over and help get her feeling it, because obviously if she's feeling it, then it's easier for her to portray that character, because as we know, she's sweet, she's nice, she's, you know, she doesn't have a mean bone in her body, because she tries, really actively tries, to treat everybody with respect and dignity.
As we call her in the show, she's the mother of the group.
She's the mama of the group. One of the mamas of the group. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that's very down to earth. She's the one that's the voice of reason. So for her to go heel and be a bitch, well, that's a little difficult for her. You can tell she's not 100% comfortable with it at this point. Simply because she hasn't had the chance to really embrace it. It's like you find out a few hours of the show before the show, oh, hey, you're turning heel. Oh, okay, great, thanks. And you basically have, what, less than 5 hours to come up with something for it?
Probably not even that.
Not even that at that point if she's getting her makeup put on. You know, maybe a couple hours tops to figure it out. That's the life in WWE. You know, it's craziness.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell she was kind of having a moment there where it's like, oh God, what do I do? What do I do?
So it's going to be interesting to see how she developed personally into it.
Yes. And well, we're having that bit of that flashback with Daniel Bryan, because we're hitting that point where they are on the tour and Bryan got sent home on the tour. So we'll have to see how that develops.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
As we come back from break, we are outside an arena. 1 week later, we're back in the States in Rhode Island.
All right.
With the Bellas, doing a Make-A-Wish.
Kid has a Brimo shirt and a John Cena wrestling buddy.
That's adorable.
Nikki needs a staycation. Brian's not going to be at TV for a couple weeks at this point. There's nothing to do with surgery.
They're being...
vague.
Very vague about what the injury is, which is par for the course with what this is. And basically now they're saying they're not sure how long he's going to be out for. They don't know. Is that Shannon Moore?
No, can't be. Brian has a 50-50% chance. Is that Shannon Moore?
I think it's Shannon Moore in the background.
Why would Shannon Moore be there?
Why not?
Bree's being very calm and Nikki's sort of freaking out. Well, you gotta be calm in this situation because you just don't know what's going on. We're in Tampa, Florida now as...
Prime time and... Oh my God.
the best of Hart Foundation, Hart Family versus Crime Time. Alright. There's some weird man's tryout stuff, and then the father's on the vibrate machine, and dish breaks. The lion's head broke at a garage sale. Oh god, this is...
Yeah, it slipped. Slipped, yeah.
TJ gave him a dollar and said, hey, slip this trap.
I don't even think he got paid. I think it just was like, oh, hey, splat.
We're in Phoenix now.
Moving with the Neidhart family, this is fun.
It's gonna be interesting. They hate cheat days. He's almost recovered from the injury, but the even Total Divas makes me wondering what the hell's going on. Like, he needs to do more tests, but...
And Bree's not talking about it, which is interesting. Like, Nikki's trying to get the 411, and Bree's really not mentioning anything.
She's being vague. Nikki's wondering why she's not freaking out.
Does she have a hickey?
Who?
Nikki.
I'm trying to tell.
She has a spot on her chest.
Yeah, I see it.
I can't tell if it's a hickey or if it's a bruise.
I don't know.
I can't tell, but anyway, we're talking about Brian. Bree's exceptionally calm about it. We'll kind of get into that a little bit later, and Nikki's, like, freaking out. As we head back to Tampa...
Or as our reaction goes, does Nikki have a hickey? Well, Bret Hart just went limp.
So now we're moving into the Neidhart house, the new place.
Doesn't look like the same place.
Wow, that's a nice bathroom. That's a big house.
That is a big house.
Actually, it kind of looks like John Cena's guest house.
Yeah, it kind of does. There's Natty's sister. Neither sister's wearing underwear.
TMI. TJ looks less than thrilled.
And Natty isn't telling TJ that she's
That's a lot of luggage for 3 days.
She just said she's moving in, but TJ doesn't know that. Now she's saying the closet could be bigger. So now it went from 3 days to 4.5 days. And it's like, she has a bit of baggage. Big deal. But apparently she has a lot of bags. You girls like your outfit changes.
Yeah, we do. Now we're in Pensacola. We're at Trinity and John's house. Oh, they bought a house.
How about that?
That's new.
They got married, got a house.
That's a nice house, too.
And there's the shoes.
There's the shoes.
John's like, one of your shoes looks like the old cell phone.
Basically, John's like, we need to get you in a better mindset.
See?
I don't remember that at all. It's been that long, and I'm... not sober.
And the only reason I remember that because I saw the preview clip from last week for this episode.
Cheater! And now we're playing ping pong as they're doing trash talk.
Come on, Trinity. Better trash talk than that.
Hold up a paddle while you do that. Go back to the sex shop. We might find some threatening implements there. I don't know.
Maybe find some better paddles.
Yeah. And now we're back with Natty and her sister. They're driving around.
She's excited about her new room. Natty's making Natty's lie. So she's convincing herself that she's just telling a little white lie.
Yeah, this is justifying, basically, it's okay because TJ's stressed. Nah, dude. Your sister moving in? Okay, so as we go to break, where do we want to start?
Natty and her white lie.
Okay, Natty, honey. And I cheated too because I accidentally turned it on before we watched this and I saw, like, basically that Natty has to come clean on some stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, alright, lying to your husband about small things like things getting broken, things getting lost, whatever, that's really not a big deal. Not telling your husband that your sister is moving in with you, that's not good, because it's basically, yeah, that's big. Mm-hmm. Especially when she shows up with like 4 huge bags of stuff and he calls you on it.
Yeah.
Cause he knows what's up. He knows something's going on.
TJ's not a dumb man.
TJ's not stupid. By any stretch of the imagination. So it's like, when she rolls up with these huge suitcases for 4 days, yeah, it's like, okay, 1 big suitcase, alright, that's fine, but 4? And he calls you on it? Dude, she should've come clean just like right there. Cause honestly, it's his sister-in-law, I don't think he'd turn her out. I'm sure he would be happy with it, but it's like, she's having marital problems, she just needs to come stay for a little bit. She doesn't have anywhere else she can go.
Right.
And, you know, the deal is, if she's gonna stay here, she's gonna help us move in, she's gonna help us settle, in exchange for letting her stay. Like, again, I'm sure TJ would not be okay with it, but it's his sister-in-law. He's not gonna say no.
No, he's not gonna say no.
Cause it's just, he's a good guy like that, he wouldn't do that. But, you know, her basically being like, oh yeah, you know, he only thinks you're staying for like 4 days, and, you know, thinking she's getting away with it. Dude, he called you on it. Like, he's giving you the chance to come clean, because he knows what's up.
Right.
He knows what's going on.
Yeah, he's caught on pretty well on that one.
But yeah, I mean, in any relationship in general, it's like, you shouldn't lie. Like, and when I mean lie, it's lie about finances, lie about accidents, lie about, you know, your sister coming to live with you, that kind of stuff. You know, what you're getting each other for Christmas, or, you know, you accidentally broke their lion's head or whatever.
Right.
That's a wash.
Someone moving in.
Yes. You know, honestly, the smaller things, it's like that doesn't impact the relationship, but it's like when you start getting into money and people moving in, especially people moving in, when you get into lifestyle changes, you shouldn't lie about that kind of stuff, because that's not taking the other person into account.
Right.
That's basically taking advantage of the other person, and that's not cool.
That's not cool, no.
So, we'll have to see where that goes, but we need to touch on the Bellas.
Alright, touch on them.
And Nikki basically being like, Bree's so calm. Bree's been dealing with this for probably the better part of a year, and I would bet longer than that, because he had the surgery and he was out for a while, so she was dealing with it before then.
Yeah, they've been dealing with it for a good 18 months.
So at this point, any additional injuries, any additional problems, it's just, you know, another burger on the fire kind of thing. It's like, crap, he's hurt, he could be out, he could be done permanently, and I would bet this is nothing that they haven't heard before. I imagine when he got the surgery initially, they were probably told that there's a chance he may not recover, there's a chance he may be done.
But again, the way they're talking, it doesn't seem like it's the same thing. It seems like it's something else. He went through tests. It just seems weird.
They're being intentionally vague, and this is, again, not surprising, because Daniel Bryan's, whatever this is, nobody knows except for them. Mm-hmm. The company and them are the only ones that know for sure what this is, and they're being incredibly vague in terms of what is actually going on. Like, you know, Bree's sitting there, and Nikki's trying to get the details, and Bree's basically changing the subject and running the questions, or avoiding the questions, doing whatever she has to not answer them in front of the camera. And there were rumors it was a very severe concussion, and that he's been suffering from the after effects of a concussion. We know in his book he said he was concussion prone.
He details a lot of his concussions.
So there seems to be a lot of evidence, at least from what we're seeing, supporting that he's had a concussion. But it could be his neck, it could be his arm, it could be any other number of things. And I'm kind of leaning towards concussion at this point. Or head injury of some kind.
I have a feeling it is.
But, you know, again, for Bree to be calm, I'm sure she's already had her freak out moment. I'm sure it's at this point, okay, well, we have to focus on getting Daniel better. And me freaking out isn't going to help matters.
No.
So she has to remain calm, because he needs that calm force in his life, because I'm sure he's freaking out. Because he doesn't know what's going on. All he knows is that something's wrong, and he may be done wrestling, and it's, oh crap, what do we do? Because Bree wants to retire. Bree wants to have kids. They were basically, their whole plan was, she would retire, she would pop out babies, and Brian would go on and be a very successful professional wrestler. And now, that may not happen.
That's all in doubt.
That's all in doubt. And as we've seen in the past, they really don't have a backup plan for financially, in terms of what they're going to do if Brian's wrestling career ends suddenly.
Correct.
So I'm sure they've had that moment. I'm sure Brian's freaking out. I'm sure Bree's freaking out, but they're trying to put on the brave face, because it doesn't help anybody if they're freaking.
Correct.
And also, I'm sure they already have. So it's at this point, it's like, screw it, let's just do it. Let's get through it, and let's go on to the next thing.
I'm with you.
As we come back from break, hey, look, it's the truck with Bray on it.
Yep.
It's a Wild Wyatt signing.
With Natty, the Bellas. A little kid putting on his John Cena gear.
Aww. It's so cute. And Nikki goes to hug the kid.
And the kid.
He has the Funkos.
The Pop Vinyl Bellas. Bree's like, Daniel Bryan's more for me. Talk about the precious little kid. Bree's like, Daniel Bryan's fine. Everything's the same.
Nothing new. And basically Nikki's like giving Bree the third degree about it. And Bree's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And basically she's just saying what we just said, that Bree's like, you know, it's par for the course at this point.
Neurosurgeon. That's concussion. That's brain.
Yeah, concussion.
We're moving again.
We're moving fun. Yay.
Apparently Natty has a knot in her nose. Apparently they have a family contractor. Apparently there's everything's good with it, but that's...
Oh, this is the part where I came in where I couldn't figure out why there was a biker in Natty's house.
He's a contractor. The roof and the carpet need to be fixed. Natty says it can be done for $4,000. $4,000 for a roof. Huh.
Actually, $4,000 for a roof, especially given their roof, that's pretty good. Because they have a tile roof.
From my experience watching Property Brothers and Flipper Flop, that seems like very, very low price.
Yeah, especially for carpet.
Uh-huh. For both? $4,000 for both? Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good price. And we're out with the girls drinking. Tamina shows up. Paige renders everybody, you know, deaf. And now they're toasting Trinity for turning into a bad girl.
Paige's like, it's time for Naomi to come out of her comfort zone. She's mean to me. She's no problem with that. She's not comfortable with it yet. Dad's like, you know, she's mean to me. And there's the quote. Oh, now they're having her practice being a bitch to the waitress.
Oh, dear.
Oh, to Paige. Paige playing the part of the waitress. And she has stage fright.
Oh, poor Trin.
Trying to get her mad.
And basically they're trying to decide who's going to piss her off. And, well, Fox throws a drink in her face. Oh, and basically they get escorted from the property.
All right, then.
Okay. So as we go to... Break.
Alright.
So, where do you want to start?
That seems like a very quick little segment. Let's start with Naomi.
Alright.
The fact that they tried to get her to be mean and she couldn't. Oh man, that was priceless.
That was adorable. She's like, do you know how long our wings are gonna take? It's like, aww. You precious little cinnamon roll.
Right.
But no, I get it. They're trying to get her to be mean. They're trying to help her. But, you know, it's like, it's really awkward when you're out drinking with your friends. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, you should totally do this. And let's do it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You know, and it's just like, no.
No, please, no.
Don't make me. No. It's just like, you know, it's basically you go out with new people and you meet them for the first time. And they find out you can do something like crazy or stupid or weird. And they're like, oh, come on, do it.
Go ahead, do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's that kind of situation where it's like, I really don't want to. This is really kind of awkward. Can we, like, not? That's kind of the spot that she's in. And so basically, they're trying to help her out. They're trying to get her to be mean. They're trying to, you know, teach her how to do that. And, you know, there's John basically is like, all right, you know, back off her. Leave her alone. And then Fox
throws a drink
in her face. And, like, everybody at the table just is like, oh, shit. Like, you just see all of them, and they're like, oh, shit.
That was a bad move.
And she went from, like, embarrassed to pissed off in, like, less than a second.
Yeah.
Like, nanoseconds. And it's like, everybody's like, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap, you gonna die, oh, crap.
Right.
And, you know, Fox is just sitting there laughing.
Thinking it was all fun and games when it really wasn't.
When it really wasn't, it's like, you know, you throw a drink in somebody's face, that's cool, dude.
Nope. And then there's Natty. And
there's Natty.
Part of me thinks this is another lie she's telling.
What about the contractor?
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Because I watch a lot of Property Brothers. You watch a lot of Property Brothers. We watch a lot of HGTV. We know how much roofs and carpeting cost, don't we?
Generally, yeah. But it depends on the product that you use.
But for a roof and carpeting, it's usually more than $4,000.
Even. The roof by itself, depending on what kind of repairs they have to have done to it, if they need a patch job,
could be
about $4,000 because a new roof is usually about 10.
Yeah.
So, him quoting for the roof and the carpet, because realistically, they don't have a lot of carpet in their house. It's probably only in the bedrooms, honestly, because if you look at their house, it's mostly tile. So they probably need it in the bedrooms and maybe the dining room max. So realistically, depending on the carpet that you put down, you could probably do it for under $1,000.
Oh, part of me thinks, huh, something's up.
Yeah, but $4,000 for carpet and for a roof, that's low. That's really low. Something's going on there.
And you could see on TJ's face, he was like, really? Oh, if that's the price, then it's $4,000. If that's the price. He's smelling something.
Yeah, because even he was like, $4,000. Really, $4,000.
Oh, so we'll see where that goes.
We'll see where that goes as we come back from break. And, well, basically, Naomi has been escorted from the property, even though she's the one that got the drink thrown in her face.
Right. But she got up and started screaming.
Yeah. Basically, security and police are involved, and oh dear, Fox is like laughing about it, and everybody's like, dude, what the hell?
Trinity's met her limit. She's stressed out of work. She didn't need this. She doesn't like getting that mad.
Basically, she likes to be a positive person. She likes to be a role model. She doesn't like to vent her anger like that. She likes to do it in more positive ways, which is understandable. You know, it's, you want to be a role model for people and show, you know, violence doesn't show everything. And basically he's telling her we're entertainers, you know, we play characters.
He's like, cops are real. Alicia's all left alone at the table.
Because everybody went to go check on Trent and...
Yeah.
Or bailed.
We have a Bella Twins photo shoot. They're like, it's the most clothed photo shoot we've ever done. Hey, it's Daniel, Brian, Josie.
And they're more excited to see the dog than they are Brian.
Uh-huh. And now they're like, Brian!
And he gets belly rubs and his head scratched, and now they're back to the dog.
Nikki's again poking at the bear.
Nikki, chill. Nikki?
Bree's like, Nicole thinks I should be crying every 30 minutes.
How do you know how serious they're taking it, though? Like... He's going to a doctor. They're running tests, you know? It's, how serious do you want him? I mean, you know, it's like, sometimes you just have, you can't let the injury control your life.
Right, he's gotta move on. She's worried because, you know, she wants him to be okay for the rest of his life. Bree worries an adequate amount, and Nikki should learn to worry an adequate amount.
Nikki needs to chill, basically.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's cool that Nikki cares, and it's really sweet, but, you know, it's... Basically stressing out about it and freaking out about it isn't going to help him get better. It doesn't do anything for him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to move on with your life. You have to keep going. And if it's bad news, it's bad news. If it's good news, it's good news.
Nikki's like, I won't stress you guys out. By the way, the thing on the end of the leash is the greatest invention ever. It holds the bags you take with you when you take your dog for a walk. Greatest invention ever.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Greatest invention ever. Now we're arguing over if someone said the word huge.
And now they're giving Nikki absolute crap.
Uh-huh.
Because it's Brian's mission in life to give her crap.
God. Oh, my God. English with the Bella Twins.
English and grammar with the Bella Twins. Oh, Jesus Christ. And hey, look, we're at Extreme Rules in Chicago.
See, no, that's last year. Hey, it's TJ, and there's an Emma and stuff. So now Tyson's confronting Natty. How the repairs are $15,000.
That's more like it.
There's water damage, the roof needs to be repaired, and the carpet. TJ's like, it's all these little things, right? Now he's bringing up, is your sister visiting? TJ's like, stop lying to me, I can figure things out. He's like, you never tell me the truth. He would enjoy running the household.
Oh my, okay, so we have, Natty getting called on her stuff, and, God, oh my God,
okay. So we go to break.
I don't even know what to do with what we just saw, so where do you want to start?
Told you so.
Oh, yeah. I was right there with you, man. It's like $4,000 for a roof and carpet. That's low. But he's a family friend, so it's like, hey, you know, maybe he's quoting him a nice price. Come to find out, yeah, it's like $15,000. That's more like it.
So it seems like the Bella situation has resolved with Tanner, Mine, and all them. Nikki's worrying.
Yes, so they're copacetic, everybody's happy there. You know, basically they told Nikki she needs to chill. Bree and Brian have got it.
And we've learned it's a concussion, basically.
Yeah, basically everything is pointing to the fact it was a concussion or it's something related to a concussion, which people have been saying it's post-concussion syndrome. I think that's what it's called.
Something to that effect.
Something's very close to that, if that's not it. Where basically he's...
If he had post-concussion syndrome, he would be having headaches a lot. I don't think he's having the headaches. I think he's actually currently medically cleared.
He's been medically cleared by his doctors, but they're waiting. WWE has not cleared him. They're holding him back just to be safe with him, which, you know, good on him for holding him back. I know it sucks for him. I know he wants to get back in the ring. I know everybody wants to see him get back in the ring, but it's like, you know, at this stage of the game, they have to be very careful because he's been sidelined now twice in less than a year. And it's been a substantial injury both times.
Right, and they don't want to put him back in a ring fearing of injury, especially with all these lawsuits headed their way.
Yeah, with concussion lawsuits and everything else coming their way, it's like they can't... They're trying to take every step possible to ensure that Brian's health is A-okay before they let him get back in the ring because they don't want him to come back, you know, however many years later or next month and say, well, you know, they didn't take care of me and my career ended prematurely because they pushed me to get back in the ring. You know, they're holding him back intentionally to make sure he is okay.
Yeah.
Because it's something of they could put him in the ring tomorrow and he could get a concussion tomorrow and that would be it.
Because he could be one more concussion away from... Done.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, concussions are no joke. They can do serious damage. They can kill you. And the last thing they want to have happen is somebody to die in the ring. I mean, we saw what happened with Corey Graves, where he was very prone to concussions, and they told him, we can't let you do this anymore. You're medically disqualified just based on how often you've gotten injured. We can't risk your health or let you risk your health doing this.
Correct.
You know, it's, they take concussions very, very seriously in that company.
Oh yeah, because they have to.
They have to. You know, they take any health issue very seriously in that company because they have to.
Oh yeah, because they're protective of their talent, and with all the new all the modern technology, they're able to keep up on it better than they were in the past, and well, they do a pretty damn good job of it these days.
Well, the thing is from a business perspective from them, it's as long as your talent is healthy and happy, you'll get more out of them. You know, in the past, there was always the mentality of, well, if you can walk, you can work kind of thing. And so you have a lot of the older guys who push through injuries because they, you know, that was their mindset, or they didn't want to lose their spot or whatever. And now you're seeing a lot of those guys paying for those injuries. I think the best example of that is Taker. You look at Taker, that's kind of what that's done. And it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with him health-wise. He is fine health-wise, but his body just can't take what it used to. You can tell.
Oh yeah.
You know, his body, basically it's almost like he's got the body of someone 10 to 15 years older than what he actually is because of all the injuries and everything else that he's put himself through. And they're trying to prevent that for their talent, because obviously the longer they can keep them healthy, the longer they can keep them in the ring.
Right.
And they're trying to do that right now with John Cena, where they're trying to get him to slow down, because it's like, if, you know, eventually he's going to reach that point where his body isn't going to say no, and he's going to break down, and he's going to be forced to, and they're trying to get him to slow down before he's forced to slow down.
Right. And then they're doing that with everybody.
Yeah, and Bryan's no different. It's because Bryan is not old. He's in his mid to late 30s. But for a professional wrestler, that's getting up there in age.
He's been doing it since he's been 18, 19 years old.
He's been doing it for a long while now. So it's something of, after a while, your body says, that's it, I'm done. And they're just trying to make sure that Bryan's body doesn't give out on him. And he's seriously injured, or somebody else is seriously injured, or somebody dies. So I completely understand why they're holding him back. You know, hopefully he gets back in the ring soon. And also, you know, the other side to this is they don't have a spot for him right now. They're heading into SummerSlam in a week. It doesn't make sense to bring Bryan back right now until after SummerSlam, or maybe even just hold him out till the Rumble.
Right.
Because it's like, at this point, they have to work him into the plans, and they've sort of moved on without him.
Because they can't trust that he's going to be healthy.
Yeah, and you see them trying to get him involved in other projects, such as like Tough Enough and those kinds of things, to see if they can find a way to have him on TV, have him be relevant, and not have him be in a wrestling ring.
Right.
Similar to what they did with Corey Graves. But as we come back from break, we see the fans. Hey, look, it's an Ambrose.
Couple of Ambroses. This is Cesaro.
Tom Phillips.
We're doing a WWE app promo, and now he tries to be all nicey-nicey in our promo. And there's definite tension between them.
Oh, yeah, Tyson's pissed.
And he's like, let me lie for your health, TJ. Let me lie.
You know, lying from a good place is not make it any better, you know?
Oh, I know.
Yes, Natty, you've been lying. Hey, it's Hunter and Rusev.
And Rusev. Bree's like, you gotta tell your husband everything. She's like, she thought the balance would take her side.
Hey, it's Lana in the background.
See, John always even checks with her.
Even though his name is on the house.
Yeah.
So there's the answer to that question.
Uh-huh. We've had this discussion many times.
We've had this discussion.
Who owns
that house?
Uh-huh.
And not surprised. And basically, she's telling him now TJ's pissed. TJ knows she's lying. Natty's, like, trying to justify it and make it seem like, oh, yeah, you know, I was totally trying to be cool about it and good about it and everything. No, dude. No. No. You don't lie about that kind of crap. You just don't.
We're extreme rules now. Go ahead.
Because that kind of stuff always bites you in the butt.
Yeah, it
every
does.
Single time.
Oh, yeah. As Naomi is gearing up for her, Big Divas title match as a bad girl.
Oh, I remember this match. Oh my, yeah, this is a cluster.
There's the shoes. As, yeah, we come to the ring, the Bellas are coming out, and more Renee Young. She'd be someone interested in, you know, Total Divas.
I wouldn't mind seeing her or Lana, but with as much as Emma's appearing, I think Emma's gonna be the next one.
I don't mind Emma.
I'm okay with Emma. But Renee, yeah, Renee would be interesting.
So here's her big debut as a heel. New gear, new glasses, new shoes, as she makes her grand entrance. Wow, Natty. She just said she dropped it like it's hot and left a little bacon on the floor. Natty, you're white. Please.
Oh wait, no, this isn't the match I'm thinking of, okay.
No, that was the triple threat.
That was a triple threat at the next pay-per-view.
Was that Bo Dallas?
That was Bo Dallas.
Okay.
There was a Bo. We have a wild Bo sighting.
You can see what game we play as we watch the show. Who we can spot.
I'm looking for a Boo-Boo. Boo-Boo's the only one we haven't seen yet. Because Boo-Boo had, it was an Armstrong. Boo had Ambrose, didn't he?
No, Luke had Ambrose on this one.
Who did Boo-Boo face? Was he on this show?
No, I don't think Bray Wyatt was on the show. Bray missed the show.
I thought he did something. Didn't he cut a promo or something?
No, I don't think so. Because he came back for the next show. Because Nikki retains her belt.
And this is where it began of, are the Bellas heel or face? We have no idea.
Uh-huh. And that night, they were a face.
Yeah. As we go back to Tampa, we're back at the Neidhart house.
Oh, they have a nice little pool area. Natty goes into a pool with a fancy dress on. Big old family meal.
Out on the patio.
Natty's all fancy and everyone else is all. And Natty's coming clean. She's been lying about a few things. Natty lied.
She's been lying about something else. What has she been lying about?
So she brings up that Jenny is living there to take care about the cats and the parents. And it was Natty who had her father break it on purpose. So it was Natty who wanted the lion's head to break. And he completely smashed it. Now she's just coming clean about everything.
Now she's just coming clean about everything. Holy shit. She doesn't like her wedding ring.
She made up the Cat Fancy thing. She sent a letter to Cat from to WWE from Cat Fancy.
Holy crap, Natty!
And now she gets thrown into a pool.
In the dress.
In the dress.
I am really slightly disturbed right now.
And there was something about Japanese wrestling tapes in there, too, I think.
She didn't like TJ's.
This is where I have to say, Tim Stein says that is completely untrue. She loves his Japanese wrestling tape. It's a bloody lie, I think Tim's quote was. Oh, so next week's going to be very, very interesting.
Next week will be very, very interesting, but okay, I'm just slightly disturbed, because Natty's like, she starts coming out with stuff, and it's like, okay, you know, so she lied about the sister, we knew about that, she lied about the expenses, we knew about that, you know, TJ's like, I appreciate you coming clean, already had it figured out, thanks.
Doesn't like her wedding ring.
Yeah, and then she drops the bomb, she's like, I don't like my wedding ring.
I lied about Cat Fancy.
And I lied about Cat Fancy. Like, I made up a cover letter and I sent it to WWE. So it's like, she goes from, oh yeah, I told this little white lie, to attempted to defraud my employer. Like, think about that for a second. Like, she made up a cover letter from Cat Fancy, basically threw it on their letterhead, or had someone make up their letterhead, typed up the cover letter, sent it to her employer under the guise that, oh yeah, they were interested in her cast to try and get a push or something from WWE.
Because that's when they were dealing with Grumpy Cat.
Because that's when they were dealing with Grumpy Cat. And so it's like, you did what?
Natty, like, you have problems.
Like, okay, one, it's a good idea. It's a brilliant idea. Except for one simple thing.
What if they called?
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, all they have to do is call Cat Fancy. Call their PR department. Call whomever handles that kind of stuff over there and fact check that. That's all they have to do. And then it's like, oh, hey, you sent us this letter. They're saying it's false. You want to explain what's going on?
And then if your employer confronted you, Vince McMahon's favorite two words would then be spoken. You're fired!
Because, I mean, think about it. Think if they had offered her something. Think if nobody fact-checked that. And then it's like all of a sudden it comes out. Oh, hey, yeah, by the way, it's fake. Mm-hmm. Like, what was she going to do?
No idea.
I mean, that's... It's like, it's a brilliant idea. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. But it's like, dude, you are so lucky... Nothing came of that because you would have been completely screwed had it been, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And TJ, after he's like, yeah, we're going to talk about this later.
And I'm like, yeah. And she was like to her father, yeah, you bought me a t-shirt a long time ago. It was too small.
I mean, there's white lies where it's like, you know, okay, the t-shirt, okay, the lion's head. When you start lying about money, that's bad. When you know, it's like even the wedding ring, you can excuse because it's like, it's your wedding ring. You know, it's like it's, you don't like it and then it's, you know, you wait a couple years and you can trade it in and get something better. Get something you like.
Uh-huh.
And you can hold on to the old one for sentimental value or you can get it remade. My mom did that. So it's like, it's not that big of a deal about the wedding ring. I wouldn't have admitted that I didn't like it in front of my parents and my sister.
That's something you do in private.
That's something you do in private. But, you know, it's like just the defrauding. And then she's like, oh, ah, you know, it's like, what? What? And then on top of it, it's like, she's like, oh, well, they're taking TJ's side in this. You know, when she's talking about the Bellas, they're like, dude, you need to talk to him about this crap. Oh, they're taking his side. You know, like, it's not her fault that she's lying to her husband about the fact that her sister is moving in. And, oh, yeah, the contractor's going to actually charge them $15,000 to fix the roof and everything else. And even then, that's low with water damage, new carpet, and a new roof.
Yeah, that's a nice friendly discount.
So it's like, Natty, honey, yeah, just, yeah, no. That's a no. So hopefully she's learned her lesson, and hopefully she's not going to do that again. And please, for the love of Christ, do not, anybody, everybody, do not make up letterhead. Do not type up a cover letter. Do not send it to your employer. And pray to God that if you do that, that nothing comes of it. Because if they fact check it, and if they find out that you're lying, they can fire you for that. Because that's fraud.
Yep.
Just saying. But I think that does it for season 4, episode 6. But since we're recording late, we have clips.
Just like that?
Just like that.
How are you? What's the latest and greatest?
I'm feeling really good today, body-wise. After NXT, clearly it's about the WWE Universe. They're the ones that are actually paying attention and watching my progression through my videos.
Since you are my coach, right?
Of course.
It would only make sense for me to do the Kendrick.
Yeah?
I think that would be awesome.
You know what it entails. You know, up the turnbuckles, you have to do a backflip. You have to land to where you don't kill yourself or me.
No pressure.
I mean, I know you can do it, but you should. Today's the day. It's scary. If you get hurt, I'm in a whole heap of trouble.
Absolutely, it's scary. I need to block that out because having fear in my mind can mess me up, and I just need to really, like, have confidence that I can do this. Let's just pray that I don't break my leg. Okay.
So basically, Eva learns the sliced bread number 2.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So yay for that.
Yay for that one.
Not much other than, you know, yay, go, Eva, go.
Pretty much.
So, but we have a second clip.
We do.
Booker, what's your take on this new attitude of Naomi?
Hey, girls.
Hey, guys.
Don't look at my shoes. Don't look at my shoes.
Oh, well, when you say that, then now I'm going to look at them.
What you doing?
I'm just looking at these videos.
What videos?
Eva's videos.
Eva Marie has been posting some videos of her training. And to be completely fair, she's really doing a great job getting into the ring and training. However, Brian is a dude. Like, we are women getting in that ring and practicing with us. It's just a different thing.
Like, watch. He's the one that's
but he's
holding
the one,
it.
Yeah,
like,
he's totally, the one yeah. taking it and putting her in position.
Totally.
He's moving her around.
Well, why do you care?
Because there's a strong foundation that needs to be built before you can do those, execute those things. And the thing is like, in the 2 years she worked here on the road at TV, I never saw her at the live events early, never saw her in the ring training. Never, never, never. Only when she had a match. She did what she needed to get through. There's no respect there for me. On that, that's work ethic, and that's where we're finishing my side of the conversation, because I'm not getting hot, but I don't want this to escalate, and I definitely don't want her ass calling or texting or tweeting me, period.
Arion doesn't understand. The thing is, like what you said, we're going to have to be in the ring with her, training her, and we're going to have to make the matches adjust around her. And she thinks...
And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. 2 years she was here. Did not want to see her in the ring before
no,
show.
Right.
Did not want to see her asking questions about tape review. Did
yeah.
not want to see her watching the show. So why do I care that she's getting in a wrestle?
Right?
Naomi says it's her time now. And just like that, Naomi picks up the win.
Rosa.
Oh, God.
Rosa.
We're back to this.
No. Rosa. 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 Rosa.
Holy naked Rosa?
No. Rosa is talking about being a competitor in the ring. Proficient in the ring. Rosa. 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 Rosa.
I mean, to be fair, Rosa's gotten better.
No. No.
I'm trying to be nice.
Rosa.
I think the point is that all the divas are going to have to adjust for Eva, but here's the thing, you all have to adjust for each other.
Rosa.
Dude, let it go.
Rosa.
Dude, let it go.
Rosa.
I think he's broken.
Rosa. Talking compelling technique. Rosa. Rosa.
I think that does it. I think that sums it up. I think we're going to save that one for next week. What do you think?
Rosa.
So that does it for Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 6. Quite the humdinger. Next week should be exciting.
Rosa.
But he's broken, so thank you everybody for listening. Appreciate it so much. Don't forget, check us out next week. But till then, he's Rock.
Rosa.
I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye!